could get awkward. Wait.
Those are.
Wait, did you?
Sure. This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect. Hey, and welcome to episode 43. I'm Janelle, and if I sound a little bit off, it's because I've been a little sick recently. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about in terms of awkwardness. I guess first things first, this just happened this morning while I was walking to work. I woke up with this terrible cough. It was just like something died in my throat. And I was hacking a whole lot in our apartment before I left. And then I realized, probably not the best time because I wake up incredibly early for work. So I was trying to hold on to it until I got out. And as I was walking to work is when I was really just hacking and trying to get whatever was stuck in my throat out. And finally it came. And thank goodness I walked to work so early in the morning that no one is on the streets. Because I horked out the most disgusting thing on the side of the road. So it would have been really awkward if somebody saw it.
Ew. That's nasty.
But in terms of, I don't know if anyone else feels this way when you are sick. I don't know. I really feel a lot of guilt to call in sick to work. So I was sick all week. And I don't personally think I was too ill to go into work. Did I not feel good? Yeah. Was I coughing and sneezing? Yeah. But I still felt that I could go to work. And I don't know if coworkers or employers would look well upon that or poorly upon that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I feel everybody has kind of a different opinion because there are some people who are like, stay home. If you're sick, stay the fuck home because you're going to get everybody else sick and nobody wants that. But then there's also suck it up, go to work. You have a job to do. People rely on you.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't know if because of the job that I do is maybe different than other people. Like some people might be able to work from home or some people might be able to just put off whatever work they needed to do that day till the next day. My job needs to be done every day. I'm required to be there very early. If I'm not going to be there, somebody needs to be called in to come and do my shift instead. So part of me always worries about that because I could never wake up in the morning and be like, oh, I'm too sick. I'm not going to come into work.
Because it's slack that somebody else has to cover.
Yeah.
Like the job still has to be done.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's part of the reason that makes me feel really judgmental. I mean, I think I've only ever taken one or two sick days in my entire career.
That's amazing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I feel so much guilt.
I understand. For me, I mean, if I'm just not, there's a spectrum, right? If I have the flu or a fever or the chills or something like that, or a migraine or something like that, I'm for sure going to stay home. I don't know, it kind of depends. It also kind of depends on the day that I'm supposed to have. If it's stuff I can put off or if it's stuff that's very important that I know I need to kind of suck it up and do, try to do it. I don't know. It's tricksy. I remember asking my old boss when I worked where we met. I had recently started and I was just trying to get the lay of the land. How many vacation days, how many sick days, how many whatever. And I said something along the lines of, how many sick days does everybody get? And I never got a specific answer. I was just told, you know, if you're not feeling well, you still have to come to work. But if you're really, really sick, then of course stay home. I mean, you have sick days, so they're there for a reason, kind of a thing, but suck it up if you can.
Okay.
So that's kind of how I went. And I still never knew how many sick days I had. And at one point, I asked the resident HR person, and she just said, basically, if your manager signs it, it's fine. Don't worry about it. And I was like, okay, so unlimited if needed? Or there didn't seem to be a cap anyways.
That's interesting.
Well, you remember our one coworker who was sick. He had like something ridiculous, like 20 sick days in the first 6 months of the year or something like that. You know who I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Not to be sorry to exclude our audience in that way, but yeah, he was. And if he took one sick day, you could bet your ass he'd take at least one or two more, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Who knows if he was actually sick or just lazy?
I know. And you know, I wonder if there's that one person at every office, because I know I worked at another building before, and it was known when I started working there, if someone said, oh, you know, like, this person takes a lot of sick days and blah, 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 blah. And, oh, I'm pretty sure last December, because obviously around the holidays, she was here for like half the month. And I was like, really? Mm-hmm. So some people, I think, really abuse and take advantage of that system, especially when it's, like you said, unlimited. But yeah, can you really put a cap on it if somebody's actually sick? I don't know.
Well, I think at a certain point, especially if it's, you know, consecutive sick days or something, then it, at a certain point, it just becomes leave.
Yeah.
Like you're on leave or something. So one of my coworkers, she wasn't at work yet, and it was like 20 minutes after she usually gets there. So I texted her, are you okay? And she was like, I fell last night and I can't come into work today. And I was like, what happened? And holy crap. Okay. This is one of my favorite things that I've ever heard of happening in real life. So she was getting off the bus right next to where she lives, right next to her apartment. And she slipped and fell forward and fell really hard. And it hurt, you know, falling sucks. But it was also super cold. So she didn't have a ton of feeling. She got up, kept going on her way, got to her apartment door, went to open her apartment door, and realized that her key was straight up fully embedded in her hand.
What?
The entire key was fully embedded in her. It didn't go through her hand. It went kind of at an angle, but her entire key and the keychain was hanging off of it, and it actually said zero fucks given, which was like pretty funny. And she just has, and she was like, what the heck? And then obviously it started to hurt. And she ended up in the ER for 3 hours because they were trying to decide, do we surgically remove it? Do we try to take it out otherwise? How much damage is there going to be? And they ended up being able to take it out without putting her under anything. But she said that there were so many doctors and nurses who were coming by just to be like, can I see your hand? Because it was bonkers.
That's literally something that you see on one of those TV shows. This actually happened in the ER.
I know. I was saying, I was like, let me know when your episode of Grey's Anatomy airs, because this is nuts.
What?
So she was walking and her keys were just like close in her fist. And when she felt, I guess, the impact of the ground, just shoved it through into her hand.
Oh, and so was she not in pain at all?
She was in a lot of pain, she said. And like, so they took the key out, and the actual mark left on her hand is very small because...
Yeah, key's not that...
Yeah, she didn't even need stitches or anything, but they bandaged her hand up quite heavily for a few days, and there were a couple days where she didn't have feeling in two of her fingers and wasn't sure if she was going to get feeling in her fingers back, and it was really, really stressful. She ended up being totally fine, thank goodness, but that was on a Wednesday and Thursday, and then on the Friday, she had to get her wisdom teeth out.
Oh my gosh!
She's not having a good January.
Oh my god.
And then
gosh,
she's had to go to the dentist twice because of a dry socket or issues related to her mouth. So she's just all around in a crap ton of pain. And she still shows up to work. I mean, she took the day off for her wisdom teeth, and she took 2 days off for her hand when she didn't have feeling in her fingers.
Yeah.
But she's back at work. She's a freaking trooper. Wow. And yeah. And the day that she wasn't there, so she texted me the picture of the key in her hand, and it is the most shocking, grossest, coolest thing ever. And I basically went around, I spent my workday going around to everyone being like, did you see what happened? Look at this picture. And everyone was either so grossed out or so captivated.
Would she let you share it on our podcast Twitter page or something?
They don't know I have a podcast, so I don't want to ask.
Okay. Damn, that would have been a great photo.
I know. I know. I'm sorry. I hyped it all up so much, and I can't even share it.
Wow.
Sorry, guys.
But how does that happen and you don't feel it? Like, is it
again? It was really cold, but the doctor said that he'd never seen anything like it in 26 years.
I don't imagine. That's insane. It kind of reminds me when I got stitches in my hand, and because you would think that a large cut like that you would feel, and you know, but I think there's something that goes along with a large injury that like shock makes you forget you have all feeling or something. I don't know.
Your endorphins maybe or something kicks in to protect your body.
So this happened when I was, I think, in grade 7. And we were out on an annual, our school would go and we'd get the ice rink for an afternoon and we'd all go skating with like a couple of the grades. And so we were skating and I am not a strong skater. There would be kids playing hockey on one side of the rink and then the other side of the rink would be just kids doing free skate. Mm-hmm. And I was the kid running into the boards and barely wobbling along on the ice. And so I had fallen down at one point and I guess fell down right in front of someone more or less, and he skated by me is what I thought. And I had a friend come over and help me up. God. And she grabs me by the hand and pulls me up. And that's when I see my hand. There's just blood all over my hand.
Oh, my God.
Are you getting woozy?
I'm fine.
And I look down and across my pinky, the same like lengthwise of my pinky, right on my knuckle where it attaches to my hand. There's a big cut. He had skated right over my
finger. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it didn't feel like anything. It didn't hurt. I had no recollection of pain until the moment I saw it. And then I started screaming. And I do know that it became very painful after that. Had to go to the hospital and went and I got three stitches in my finger. And that was so painful. Oh, my gosh. I hated it.
I remember when I was little, my mom getting a phone call that one of my aunts had been injured. And the story goes, so she mowed her toe off.
What?
A lawnmower somehow. And
what?
So she must have been, because you typically push a lawnmower away from your body.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure exactly. Maybe she was, you know, pivoting or something. But she mowed her toe over, but she didn't notice. You know, when you like feel a little, oh, something there happened, but you don't realize how bad it is or whatever because you don't think about it or feel it right away. And then my cousin, who was little at the time, then saw that there was quite a bit of blood around her and her foot, and so he pointed out what happened. And then she looked down and noticed, and then the pain hit. Dear God, I've mowed my toe off.
Holy shit, that's fucked.
Yeah.
So she just has like. What toe was it?
You know what? I have no idea. And I've never looked at her foot or asked to see it. Next time I see her, which I guess will be at my wedding, I'll ask her.
Hopefully she wears closed-toed shoes.
You'll be there too. We can both ask her.
I feel like if it was your big toe, you'd lose some serious balance.
Mm-hmm.
If it was your pinky toe, whatever. Oh my gosh, like a whole toe or just talking half a toe?
I'm so sorry because I don't know the details. I've gone and told a story that I can't explain further, and I told one awesome story that I can't share a picture of, and I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
You're telling stories about other people hurting themselves. I take it you don't have any severe injuries that you've ever encountered.
I don't think so. I mean, when I was in kindergarten, so there were two chairs kind of back to back, and I stood between them, and I put my hands on the back of the chairs and was swinging between them, you know what I mean? Like swinging my legs back and forth between them. And then the chair slipped out, and I fell forward and banged my chin really hard on the floor. And I'm not sure if I maybe passed out or knocked myself out or something, but I remember opening my eyes and just seeing blood. Mm-hmm. And I had cut my chin open, and I did require 4 stitches and had a huge bandage on my chin. And I still have a scar, actually.
Yeah, I think I've seen it.
But
interesting.
I haven't really, knock on wood, had any major stupid injuries. A lot of sports injuries and that sort of thing. But
I think my dad might be the most accident-prone person I know. it might be the nature of his work. I mean, he's constantly working with his hands and busy fixing this and that. But I have a trove of stories that I could tell you, and I'm going to share two of my favorites.
Okay.
They're quite quick, but one of them was, and this is not a safe thing to do, but he was back in the bush chopping up some wood. And so he had a chainsaw running and he was, you know, sawing up the wood into logs so that he could take it up to burn in the wood stove. And he...
So, like, manly. Is your dad single? Can he chop some wood for me and put in the wood stove? From out in the bush, okay, keep going.
Back there. Down.
Sorry, Judy.
Anyway, so he's out there, he's chopping up wood, and next thing he knows, I don't know how this happens, but he sawed through the log and right into his knee.
What?
Yeah, the log was in front of him and sawing down, and it just went through the log and, like, right into his knee.
Oh.
And so he's back at the bush by himself. And he drives himself up to the house. No one's home. So he drives himself to the fucking hospital.
Oh, my God. What are you going to do? You got
it. I know. And he had to get a bunch of stitches, I think, in his knee for it. So luckily, it didn't get into bone or anything like that. Because yeah. I think it could have very easily gotten there. But this is the best story. It's really so stupid. But my dad broke his pinky finger by kicking his own finger.
What? What?
So
how?
I know, it sounds so what? Ridiculous. So he was trying to fix the pasture because we had cattle growing up. And he was trying to fix the fence to hold the cows in.
He sounds real handy.
One of the boards had fallen down. And the board still had its nails in the back of it. So really all he had to do was just force it back into the post. And he's like, instead of going to grab a hammer, I'll just lift it up. And so he's holding it up and lifting it up with one hand. And then he just goes to boot it with the back of the heel of his boot to just hammer it in that way. Mm-hmm. And he ended up kicking his own fucking finger. And he broke his pinky finger. And it was the most disgusting thing to watch heal. Because I don't know if this is how they normally do it or why they did it this way. But they had this basically what looked like a very long sewing needle.
Okay.
And it went right in his finger.
No!
Like under the nail his finger. I don't know how it got in there or what, but I remember
that's torture. That's
towards the end of it could slide in and out.
Oh God.
Oh, it's nasty.
Oh dude.
And so now it's like a little crooked. It's like a wonky looking pinky. Yeah.
I have a crooked pinky, but it's not because of any injury. I was born with it. I mean, it's a genetic thing because my dad has a crooked pinky too.
Is there any explanation for it, or it's just this is the way it is?
This is the way it came out.
Your pinky is really crooked.
I know. Okay, that I can take a picture of. That I will show you guys. Hey, it's all I've got. It's cool.
But we would love to hear some of your stupidest accidents or stupid injuries that you've had. And if you have photo evidence of it, even better, we'd love to see it.
Yeah.
So you can get in touch with us and share those photos on our Twitter account at TCGA Podcast or on Facebook, which is This Could Get Awkward. Or you could also email it to us, thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com.
Stay safe out there, everyone. Careful of kicking yourself in your hand.
Don't get your keys stuck in your hand.
Don't walk around with keys in your fist. They'll become part of your fist.